For 42 years, I've worried about time. I'm not worrying today, but hopefully we'll be on our way by noon, maybe sooner, because obviously you have some things I'd like to say. First of all, thank you, Georgianne and the choir. Thank you, Mary Ellen, Brandon, Doug, Ethel, Bill, Carrie, Ernest, Eli, Ed, and Wanda. My heart is full already. I don't know how much more I can take. In case you hadn't heard, no one becomes who they are alone. It takes innumerable others to call forth and shape the person we are and will become. Some we know, most we don't. But I would like to acknowledge a few that I know. I have been shaped by the work of many theologians, but none have influenced me or my approach to ministry or got me in more trouble than Douglas Ottotti. It was from Doug that I flat out stole my mantras, life is hard, but grace abounds. And our true vocation is to be in true communion with the one and true community with all. Those handful of words have touched the hearts of thousands. Thank you, Doug. My father was a brakeman on the Pianelli Railroad. My mother was a shoe clerk in Strauss Hertzberg's department store. They worked extra jobs and hours so I could go to college. My father taught me that no matter your job, do it well and then some. He also taught me that everybody makes mistakes. It's what you do next that matters. My mother taught me that a good name is to be chosen above riches, and that education is a good thing as long as you don't let it go to your head. Needless to say, without them, I'd not be here or be the person I became. I first stood here in May of 1975 as a temporary supply preacher. A few from that congregation are still around, so I'd like those of you who preceded me here to please stand. I know Mary Ellen's here, Mary Ann Strider, just a handful. And for the willingness of these and those they represented in the congregation of 1975 to take a chance on me, please join me in a salute. Thank you. I always think they had a moment of temporary insanity, but I have been blessed by the support of several Presbyterian ministers, M. Lowe, Jim McDonald, Patricia Donahoe, and Don Allen. Without their guidance, I would have gone off the rails way more often. I would like them to stand and please show your gratitude for their guidance. I must also thank Vivian Headings and her late husband, Verl, whom I met by chance in Washington, D.C. in November 1974 when I was like a rolling stone with no direction home. I learned of their vision to establish a study retreat center in the mountains near Harper's Ferry. The next day, I decided to return to my parents' home in Youngstown for Thanksgiving by a meandering way to check out that intriguing sight. I crossed over the Potomac and the Shenandoah into West Virginia for the first time, and on a whim, with no place to call home at that time, I rented a room in a farmhouse on old Route 340, took a job pruning apple trees in the Walnut Hill orchard for $1.25 an hour, not knowing that it would ever lead to this. Thank you, Vivian and Verl. I also want to express my gratitude to Garrison Keeler. Don't look around, he's not here. I forgot to invite him. In 1986, I was a commissioner to the Presbyterian General Assembly in Minneapolis and attended a Saturday night performance of A Prairie Home Companion in the Fitzgerald Theater. I was enthralled It was entertaining, but more than that, it was engaging and somehow holy and healing. That experience inspired me to start the Rumsey Radio Hour in 1990, but more importantly, it helped me see that our Sunday morning experience in this place should never be any less professional and engaging than Prairie Home Companion. And so thanks to Mr. Keeler for showing me a way to touch hearts and souls through music, poetry, and stories creatively woven together. And now finally, the last one, who should have been the first one, since she is first in my heart. For more than 40 years, Paula has not only been my beloved and loving wife, she has been my truest and most stalwart friend. Paula, if not for you, I'd still be wandering in the dark. If not for you, I never would have become who I am. If not for you, I would not be here today. Please join me in a salute to the loveliest woman in the world.